again, thank you for standing. But you know the story of Joseph when he was a young man. You know, as you read the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, on how God chose him and gave him dreams, and how God showed Joseph on how things are going to turn out in his life and through his to the near future. At the same time, bad things come to Joseph's life as you read throughout the life of Joseph. But his own flesh and blood, Joseph's brothers, they didn't like him. They hated him. Joseph's brothers, and they called him the dad's favorite and stuff like that. They didn't like Joseph. So they wanted to just take him out. You know, they wanted kill Joseph. But at the same time, they wanted to just get rid of him. Period. And what they did is they sold him to slavery, and then through that, Joseph ended up in Egypt. And then, as you read the story of Joseph, bad things happened to him. And through that, one thing I noticed is Joseph never lost faith. He never lost faith in the Lord, and he kept his trust in God. And just imagine Joseph. You know, I've been there before. You know, I wasn't hated by my brothers, but I Joseph was put in this area. Was a serving the Lord and putting trust in the Lord, and his own brothers didn't like him, and they end up selling him, and he ends up in prison. And just imagine him sitting in prison thinking to himself and maybe talking to God, and, Lord, what am I doing here? You know, I'm doing your will, and I'm serving you, and I'm worshiping you. Then why am I going through this? I've been there. You know, we started Deputation. And went to our first mission conference. We were just so excited. You know, I was on staff at my home church, and all glory goes to God. But I'm just going to give you a history of what me and my wife did at our home church. You know, I was just the right hand of my pastor. You know, things that he wanted me to do, I did those things. You know, I led music and ran a band around. My wife was just there behind me with my lovely kids, just ministering for the Lord and preparing for the ministry to where God called us to. And I ended up going to school, Bible college, finished Bible college, and we're just so excited. And we got our reputation, we took our pastor's counseling, and through prayer, we got our vehicle, and we're just preparing for ministry, getting on the road for deputation. You know, I just wanted to be prepared for ministry, for deputation. And we got a new van, a nice 7-passenger van. It was a Dodge Chrysler. We got on the road going to our first mission conference. They're on our way to Arlington, Texas. And we decided to pull over there at Amarillo, Texas. And it was heavy traffic and heavy construction. And we ran, we went on the left a street. We got off I-40 and went down the street, and then we're ready to enter the next street on a green light at a four-way. And when we're ready to go onto the other side of the street, onto that other side of the road, a lady came running and ran a red light and just T-boned us and got into an accident. And long story short, we just hit a brick wall. I didn't know what to do. Our vehicle was total, and we needed to get to a mission conference the following night. And there were other meetings were scheduled. We just started deputation. And I just felt like Joseph, like, Lord, I just ran into a brick wall here. What am I going to do? I don't have a vehicle. You know, I don't know how to get to my next destination. I am in your will, brother. Lord, what you call me to do, I'm all in. And just imagine what Joseph was going through. You know, his own brothers didn't like him, and they sold him to slavery, and he ends up in prison, and through all of this, he ends up in Egypt, and through all of that, Joseph never lost faith. He kept his faith in God, and he kept trusting in the Lord, and he comes when it came to the time when God has raised up Joseph, God had all of this planned for him. And Joseph knew that it was God's plan. And I had to remind myself, it's not my plan. You know, I put my work into getting the vehicle, but I didn't put faith in the Lord. And through all of that, the Lord brought us to all the meetings. You know, three churches wanted to provide us a vehicle to get to the conference. And the Lord ended up getting us through all the mission conference and getting five churches supporting us through that month. Praise the Lord for that. But here, Joseph, he knew now at the time why God saved him from all that trouble. He knew why God did all of that in his early life to put him in that position. And now here, Joseph reveals himself to his brother here. Let's look at verse 9. And in verse 9, and in chapter 45, the Bible says here, "Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not." His brother, his dad, Joseph's dad, told his brothers to go find help. So they went to go find help in Egypt, and he runs into the brother that they sold to slavery, Joseph. And Joseph noticed it was his own brother, and he broke down in tears, and he revealed himself, and we come to the part where we notice Joseph being the leader of Egypt. And here in this area, we notice that there are some similarity about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Matthew 28 here. As you hold your spots, let's go to Matthew 28 and let's go to verse 18, 19, and 20. And here in verse 18, Matthew 28, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." The Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." The two word here in verse 19, the Bible says, "Go ye." Go ye. He's asking you to put my command to action. His last command that he gave to you and I was to go into the world and preach the gospel, give the gospel, give out tracts, tell the lost souls about the good news, you know, give out the message and to lost souls. And in Matthew 28, you know, Jesus Christ has just risen from the dead, and now he declares his disciples to make more disciples. And it clearly talks about the Great Commission. And here in verse 45, verse 9, the Bible says, "Haste ye." The Bible says, "Haste ye." And in Navajo, the Navajo word "haste ye" means "tinto." Tinto. Meaning hurry and go. That's what Joseph's telling his brother. He says, "Haste ye and go up to my father and stay on to him." He's giving him a command. And he said, "Haste ye." And our language is "tinto." Haste ye, get up and fulfill the Great Commission is what the Lord gave you and I. And here in verse 9, Joseph tells his brother to haste ye, go ye, and go to my father's house. And the following few verses that we're going to read has some similarities of fulfilling the Great Commission. And one of the things I want to encourage you on is have an urgency for fulfilling the Great Commission. Have an urgency. God is telling us to go ye and fulfill the Great Commission and preach the gospel and reach the lost sinners. Give the message. And you know, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible talks about fulfilling the Great Commission. And there are three missionaries that I truly see in my life. Number one is a missionary that goes. He goes onto the mission field and reaches a foreign field, people that are on the foreign field. And then number two, there are missionaries that are co-missionaries. They help support missionaries to get into a foreign field from their local church. That's a co-missionary. Then the last one is there's no missionaries. You just come to church and do nothing about what God's trying to tell you to do. You just fill in a pew and hear a good thought and do nothing about the message and just go home. That's an omissionary. A co-missionary is one that's fulfilling the Great Commission, going to their local church and giving to the to missions. And then there's the ones that there are missionaries that go into the field and give the gospel to lost sinners in the foreign field. So my encouragement to you is have an urgency in your mission. You know, have an urgency of giving the gospel. There are reasons why God brings lost people in your pathway, at the store or at the grocery store or wherever you're at your work. Maybe among your family members that don't know Jesus Christ, there's a reason why you're there. The Lord's bringing them through your pathway so you can give them the gospel. Let's have an urgency and soul winning. You know, when you talk to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ, have an urgency. Not only that, but we ought to have an urgency in our personal lives, you know, wherever we're at. And the Bible tells you and I that there's no time to waste. I mean, there's a hell that is real, that is getting hotter and hotter by the second. It's not getting colder. It's getting hotter, and it's real. There are people going there left and right of all ages, men and women, boys and girls and kids that don't know Jesus Christ, and we got to reach them. We got to tell them about Jesus Christ. One of the things that the Lord mentions in the Bible is compassion. He mentions it more than three times. When God talks about something, he mentions something more than two times, and he's trying to get our attention. And one of those are having a compassion. We have to have compassion for lost sinners. The Lord had compassion for you and I, and he gave everything up in heaven to come down and die for you and I on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall. So you just got to put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what the Lord did for you and I. He had compassion for you and I. And the Bible tells us that. And he tells us to have an urgency. He says, haste ye, go ye, and fulfill the Great Commission. The other one is we have to have an obedience. We have to have an obedience and fulfilling the Great Commission. You know, when we talk about the Great Commission, we just got to have an obedience. And the word that I'm looking for, I'm chasing it down, but opinion. One of the things is we don't have an opinion by giving the gospel. The Lord, like I said, the Lord just brings lost sinners in our pathway. You know, wherever we're at, we have to just give out a tract. And we have that's the reason why we have tracts in the church house. The pastor will tell you to take some tracts while you're out going out the door and give them out and invite people to church. You know, and here in verse 9, the last two words in verse 45, let's read that here. And Genesis 45, verse 9, the last two words, it says, tarry not. The Bible's saying, tarry not. Joseph says, haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith the son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of Egypt. Come down unto me. And he says, tarry not. He says, don't wait. I don't know how to see thee. He's telling us to have an urgency and let's not procrastinate. Let's not wait. Let's not put it off. Let's fulfill the Great Commission by going to your Jerusalem, the city of Castlegar, and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't tarry now. We can't wait. We have to have an urgency and have an obedience and fulfilling the Great Commission in our message, in our testimony, and giving the gospel. We need to have an urgency in our voice, in our walk with the Lord, in our lives. We ought to not be yoking up with the world. We ought to be different. We ought to stick out like a sore thumb and have them see Christ through us and fulfill the Great Commission by giving them the gospel. Not only that, but we have to be very careful on how we share the gospel. You know, there are times where we give out the gospel in a mechanical way. I'm talking to myself, full disclosure. I put myself in that position before, and God taught me a lesson. Let's not give out the message in a robotical way. You know, let's not make it cold, if you know what I mean. 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. Oh, he didn't accept Christ as his Savior. Well, I'll try my best the next time. Maybe I'll try to talk to this person and give all my heart. Let me give you scripture. Let's go to Psalms 126. Psalms 126. And let's go to verse 5. Psalms 126, and let's go to verse 5. The Bible says here, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Before we leave our house or get out of our vehicle, before we run into a soul, let's just ask God to use us. Say, Lord, give me compassion. Let me give the gospel to that person like that's the last time I'm going to ever see them. A pastor told me, you know, every time you reach a lost soul, and if you give them the gospel, picture them in the electric chair. You only have 5 minutes to give them, to say something to them. What would you say to them if you all you have is 5 minutes? Just imagine you talking to someone that's sitting in the electric chair. And you only have 5 minutes. What would you say to that person? Are you going to give them all your heart about the gospel? You know, there's no promise of tomorrow is what I'm saying. The Bible tells us there's no promise of tomorrow.
Right.
And if you run into a lost soul out there and you're all they got, what are you going to give them? What are you going to give them? Are you going to give them your compassion and be very careful about giving the gospel? Are you going to shed some tears and say, Lord, use me, please. Lord, please save that lost sinner. I know they're going to ignore you. The devil pretty much does stuff like that. Hey, don't talk to that person. He might outsmart you. He might deny you. He might say no to you. He might reject your track. The devil works that way. But let's ignore him and let's have an urgency and hasten. Go ye and fulfill the Great Commission by giving out the gospel and have compassion for lost souls. And let's not do it in a robotic way. If you die today, where will you spend eternity? Oh, okay. Well, we'll see you then. I won't talk to that person today. I'll try my best tomorrow. I'll see if I can give out 5 tracks tomorrow. You know, when we tend to back off, and we're supposed to have an urgency, the Bible says, haste, go ye, and fulfill the Great Commission. And my challenge to you is just go and give out some tracts. It speaks for itself. A missionary once taught me this. You know, we tried giving out tracts at the street before, and we pretty much gave out tracts to every single person that came to the store. You know, I tried to give a tract to someone, and he walks by waving that same tract at me and said, hey, the other guy beat you to it. I already have one here. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Well, we challenge each other to give out all the tracts that were in our hands. And the pastor, we went to another store, and the missionary went to the restroom. And when we went to the restroom, the stalls were full. So what did he do? He grabbed those tracks, brother, and he threw them underneath that stall and said, read that while you're in there. Read that while you're in there. Read that while you're in there. That was a challenge to me, and he gave out 6 tracks in the restroom. Man, that was a... And then he taught me to put some tracks in some unbought clothing at the store. I mean, there are clothes out there that are going to be bought. He sticks them in a pocket, and he'll tell me someone's going to buy that one day. Teenagers, the missionary taught me how to put a track and an unbought school supplies, those brand new books. He puts them in there and says, hey, someone's going to buy that book, and someone's going to open the book and see this track. He does whatever he can to give out tracks. And that taught me a lesson. You know, I have excuses. Now, there are times where I put excuses before my ministry and tell the Lord I can't be used. And the Lord will remind me, he used the donkey. He used the rock. He used the staff. He used the raven. He used the dead man, Lazarus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord, my excuses is nothing compared to these characters in the Bible. So let's give out tracts.
Yeah.
And let's knock on some doors and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we ought to sow by reaping in tears. Sow seeds by reaping in tears. And I challenge you to have an urgency and have an obedience. I have this in my Bible. If you know Charles Spurgeon, he's one of the heroes that I have in my Bible. He said, oh, my brother and sisters in Christ, He said, if sinners will be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. Our bodies, not dead bodies, but our bodies. And if they will perish, let them perish with our arms about their knees, wrapped about their knees, imploring them to stay and not madly to destroy them. If hell must be filled, at least let it be filled with the teeth of our exurgents, and let not one go unloved, unwarned, and unprayed for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a passion for the mission field.
Amen.
And have a compassion for the lost souls. And not only that, we have to have a correct priority in fulfilling the Great Commission. Let's go to verse 19 in the book of Genesis. Genesis 45, verse 19. Let's go to verse 18. It says, take your father and your households and come on to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art command, this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come, is what Pharaoh commanded his brothers. He said, hey, I'm going to give you a command. He said, hasty, I need you to fulfill the Great Commission. I have wagons here. Take these wagons with you and go back to your father's house. I truly believe if God didn't intervene, Joseph would have lost his dad and his brothers and his family members there at Canaan. And Joseph said, hey, take these wagons and go get your father and get your wives and your little ones and bring them back to me. And look at the next verse, 20. It says, also regard not your stuff. He said, regard not your stuff. And today in age, full disclosure, I put stuff before ministry. And the Lord has to teach me a lesson. There's times where I've learned the hard way. But Joseph said, hey, brothers, take these wagons and go back to dad and go get your wives and get your little ones and go get dad and mom and bring them back. Because I got some good stuff for them here. And our command that the Lord gave us is, you go take your wagon and go into your mission field, the city of Khazagar, and fill up your wagon with souls and bring them to the church house. And the Lord says, hey, regard not your stuff. Don't worry about the earthly stuff. The Bible says, build your treasure in heaven. And in Colossians, the Bible says, Paul says, to keep your eyes on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Seek those things which are above. Have affliction on things above. And the Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your treasure is here on earth, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 that they're going to rot and they're going to be mauled and people are going to steal them from you. But if your treasure is in heaven, then nobody's going to take nothing from you. Think about eternal lives, your family members, your coworkers, reaching the little teenagers and telling lost souls about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's eternal. So let's take our wagon, you're the wagon, and let's fill them up with souls and not fill them up with materialistic stuff. Let's take the stereo out of our wagon and fill it with the Lord's music, and let's go out in this city here and just tell people about the Lord and load them up in your wagon and bring them to the church house and tell them that God has good stuff for them, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, regard not your stuff. Joseph amazes me. Here in verse 24, the Bible says here, in 24 it says, so he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see that you fall not out by the way. Joseph said, fall not out by the way. He yelled at them. He said, brothers, fall not out by the way. He's saying that, don't fight, brothers. I've had two younger brothers, and As I was growing up, I always had an argument or a fight with them. And Joseph, praise the Lord, he kept faith in the Lord. He didn't put angry before him and said, hey, you sold me to slavery. You put me in a hole. You wanted to kill me. He didn't put angry before anything. He told his brothers, fall not out of the way. Keep your focus. Don't lose your focus. Keep your main Keep the main thing the main thing. Keep your eyes upon the Lord. And don't fall out of the way, is what Joseph told his brothers. And the Lord's telling us that. Keep focused. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep the main thing the main thing. And take your wagons and go into your mission field and tell your co-workers about Jesus Christ. Give them a track. Invite them to church. Tell your neighbors about the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them a track and invite them to church. Tell your family members, your loved ones. I have loved ones that don't know Jesus Christ, and I want to take my wagon, and I want to go back to my mission field and tell my loved ones about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want to fall out of the way. I want to keep my focus. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anything to get in the way. I don't want to fill my wagon with materialistic stuff. I want to fill it up with what the Lord wants to put in my wagon.
Amen.
So I encourage you, let's have an urgency. Skate, go, haste ye, go ye, and to tell lost sinners about the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you. Matthew 16:18. I'm going to close with a few scriptures here. Matthew 16:18. I have my own, and I put my own thoughts into when I read the Word of God. And this was a weird. This may sound crazy to you, but this is what I had on when I read this verse here in verse 18. It says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Gates of hell. I always thought that the gates of hell were pretty intimidating. And I pictured a pastor, a missionary, and a leader in a church running from a gate. A gate. What does a gate do? Number one, keep someone out. Number two, keep someone out. In, right? Can you picture me running from a gate? No? Let's turn around and let's have the Lord deal with the devil, because I can't face the devil one-on-one. He has powers, and he can pretty much get rid of me if he wants to. So I tell the Lord, hey, bind the devil and kick him back to where he belongs, hell. And I want to turn around and kick down the gates of hell and charge against hell and tell lost sinners about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Tell lost sinners about Christ. And just fulfill the Great Commission. As I look at this, verse 18, the Bible says, thou art Peter. It's not upon Peter. This is what the Lord said. Peter standing here, and he told the disciples, upon, not Peter, but upon this rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I'll build my church. In Acts, he says, abide in me and I in you. In the next verse, he says, without me, you can do nothing. I'm a nobody. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I thank God for giving me a second chance. I didn't come here and put myself higher than you guys. I'm lower than you guys. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I'm not better than any one of you. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, and I want to be used by you. Upon his rock, I want him to build his church through me. And I want to kick the gates of hell down and press charge at hell and telling lost sinners about Jesus Christ. Let's go to Jude 22, and I'm closing with this. I promise. Jude 22. It says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, look at that, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And some have compassion, making a difference. Let's make a difference and press charge at the gates of hell and just kick it down and just tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And fill up your wagon with souls. And regard not yourself. Let's not tarry not. Let's not wait. Let's not waste another second of what the Lord is telling us to do. Let's not fall out of the way. Let's keep our focus on the main thing and seek those things which are above. Let's build our treasure in heaven and go after those lost souls and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for having me. I'm going to